Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Perpetual Chess bonus pod covering the scintillating 2024 FIDE candidates. As I record this, the evening of Thursday, April 11th, we have reached the halfway point of the candidates. I'll get into it momentarily, but first I wanted to just go through the programming plan. So this is part one of this bonus pod. I wanted to get something out Thursday night just covering what's happened so far. I'll share a few thoughts, share the next round's pairings, but we'll keep this short and just get you caught up on, again, what's been tremendously entertaining. And then tomorrow, Friday, I will be recording the main part of this bonus pod, interviewing Grandmaster Daniel King of the Power Play Chess YouTube channel, of course, renowned author and chessable author and commentator, and one of my favorite YouTubers. So tomorrow I'm going to interview him and release it as part two, but I wanted to get the news drop out early since we're not used to this, these tournaments being on the North American time zones. If you happen to catch this before 9 a.m. Friday, New York time / 1 p.m. Greenwich Meridian, you can even watch me interview Daniel live on his YouTube channel. So I'll put the link to that in the show description. But if you're listening later than that, don't despair because it will be released on the Perpetual Chess podcast feed as well. Now, as for what's going on in the tournament, it's been tremendously entertaining. Fighting chess, emotions on display, particularly in this round that concluded today. Gukesh just lost an absolute heartbreaker to Ali Reza. He was winning, which would have put him in clear first. 18 years old, he would have been in clear first at the halfway point. Ali Reza had a worse position, losing position down a pawn, and was in immense time trouble. And Ali Reza was like possessed and just started playing like a genius with no time on his clock. And well, he is a genius, so it kind of makes sense. No time on his clock, just put tremendous pressure on Gukesh, and Gukesh had some missteps in a complex rook ending. And suddenly he was in a mating net right on move 40. As an amateur player, I found it all too relatable where things are going great. You have not a concern in the world. And then six moves later, poof, you lost. You're walking out of the hall and you don't even know what happened. So there's really moving video of Gukesh just as he sort of realizes he's losing as his clock is about to fall. Really moving stuff. But the tournament is young. Gukesh is still in the thick of it. We'll get into the standings right now, in fact. So in the open section, Napomniachtchi is in clear first with 4.5 points. Half a point back, Gukesh and Fabiano and Pragananda all with 4 each. Just to say a little bit about each player. I mean, Nepo, he's a tough one to bring down. I don't know if he's been called Teflon Jan before, but he should be now because he's got caught in the Petrov twice now by Pragananda and by Naka in an amazing game today. And both times he managed to hunker down and get out of it. And as a result, he's in a great position with 4.5 heading into that halfway mark, especially because in round 8, he's going to have white against Abasov. So there's going to be a lot of people Anyone who doesn't want a runaway victory for Jan again is going to be hoping that Abasov can at least hold serve with Black. So Gukesh, obviously he's outperforming his rating, his age. He's done incredibly, but just a huge opportunity today to really be in an outstanding position. And now he's still very much in the thick of things, but obviously you've got to hope he doesn't dwell on it. I did watch his press conference with Faruja, and I was impressed. He handled the questions well, and my impression was that he'll recover from this. Fabiano's been very professional, 4 points. He didn't get much today against Pragananda. So it feels like he has another gear, but, you know, half a point back, he's not in bad shape. Pragananda has been very impressive, very surprising and creative opening choices right there as well. Hikaru with 3.5. As he said, subjected Jan to a memory test today, had some chances, didn't come through. So we will see if Hikaru can make progress. Vidit has 3.5. He also missed an opportunity today to win with Black against Abasov. That would have been huge. He would have only been half a point back. So he's probably got to readjust his mindset and really try to kick things into gear as well. He's, you know, even score is a good tournament, but he had an opportunity today that didn't quite come through. And then Faruja, what can you say? If what looked like was going to occur had occurred today, with him just losing to Gukesh, and he kind of YOLO'd the game for the first half and didn't look too promising. And then, like I said, like a force from above came down and he started playing really sharply. He found some only moves, like this queen b3 move with no time on his clock, and he pulled it out. But with 2.5, he still has a long way to go. And his comportment in the press conference, it came across that he was happy he won this game, but he knows he has to take a lot of chances still. So I think, you know, we envisioned him as potentially fighting for the lead, but now, in my opinion, he's kind of shaping up to be more of a wild card, where obviously he can beat anyone, but he can sort of self-destruct, it seems, as well. And obviously, similar to the way that Abasov may or may not be getting targeted, especially if he's Black against the higher rated players, it almost seems like Alireza, I mean, he could of course go on a run and win the rest of his games, but he also, if things get tense, we don't know how he'll recover at this point, given his performance and this candidate's and the prior one. And then you've got Abasov, who had been hanging in there, had been putting on a good showing. Now he's got 2 points. So I guess performing probably around his rating. So just to make sure I covered all of the scores. So Nakamura 3.5, Gujarati 3.5, Faruja 2.5, Abasov 2. And then in the women's section, Tan Zhongyi having a great tournament in clear first with 5 points. Koryachkina half a point behind her, no surprise. By the way, today's games were relatively dull, dare I say, especially by this candidate's standards. But Leiting Zhe did have a really nice win against Vaishali. She played some really cool sacrifices. Definitely worth checking that game out, along with you got to watch some recaps if you haven't already of the Nakamura Nepo game today. And of course, the Gukesh Faruja crazy game. So Tan Zhongyi in clear first with 5, Alexandra in second with 4.5, and then with 4 points each, Lagno and Leiting Zhe. So I'd say those four are the main contenders at this point. And then with 3, you have Salamova having a good tournament for being the only IM in the field. Again, Vaishali's listed as an IM, but has done everything but been rubber stamped for the Grandmaster title. Humpy Kaneru, Muzichuk, and Vaishali all with 2.5, all probably wishing they were having a bit better tournament, but it happens to the best of us. So that's how the stage is set for Saturday. Can't wait until the tournament resumes. It's just been so entertaining. And here are the pairings that await us on Saturday. In the women's section, Lagno will have White against Goryachkina. Salamova will have White against Muzichuk. Tan Zhongyi will have White against Leiting Zhe. That's a big game. And Humpy will have White against Vaishali. And in the open section tomorrow, we have Nakamura with White against Caruana. It'll be interesting to see what path Hikaru chooses to try to test Fabiano there. Hikaru needs to put a couple wins on the board here sooner or later, although certainly Fabiano is not the one to pick on. As mentioned previously, Nepo has white against Abasov. I mean, a lot of eyes going to be on that one, because as someone who mainly wants a suspenseful tournament, I hope Abasov can at least take home half a point. Pragananda has white against Faruja again, so I feel like that game's going to be total chaos. We'll see. But between the spicy opening choices that that Prague has shown, including surprising Fabiano with a French today, and again, Ali Reza with the mindset that he needs to win on practically all of his games, I wouldn't be surprised to see a total rock fight. So we will see. Vidit Gujarati with white against Gukesh. So should be entertaining. Again, please tune in for the second part of this pod, which will be released, if all goes well, about 12 hours after this one, as we hear from Daniel King about this incredible tournament. So thanks for listening, and be sure to look for part two of this podcast after we record the interview on Friday morning U.S. time. Take care.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.